and I told you that I saw Backrooms, right? Have you heard of that movie, Obsession?
Yeah, I've seen both of them.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Well, reactions to them.
Oh.
Because I didn't know if I was going to watch the full thing of both of them. I'm not really big into horror unless I watch a reaction of it. I don't know why.
Okay.
I know. it makes it easier to digest.
It's not even, either one is really not horror, I don't think. I mean,
Obsession, yeah, that was pretty, that's more just like creepy.
Yeah, I mean, they're both kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I liked Backrooms more because it was more psychological.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, I mean, it wasn't even really scary. It was just creepy.
For $750K, they made out like bandits, man. Yeah, they did very well.
Dude is he's a 20-year-old director, and he freaking has talent.
And he got some good actors, some good unknown actors.
Well, the black dude was the black guy in freaking Doctor Strange, the Mordor or whatever.
What black dude? In Obsession?
No, in the other one, in Backrooms.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about Obsession?
Yeah, that's what I meant. They only like cost like $750K to make.
Yeah. I mean, both of them apparently were like on a budget, and they're like the highest grossing movies of, I guess, not of all time, but anyway.
Let me see how bad it sounds here if you can hear the buzz.
Yeah. And they're like the highest grossing movies of, I guess.
I don't know if I hear anything. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out later. It's so annoying. I bought the stupid thing so to avoid it because the Dell was worse. You know, it had like all kinds of weird scratchy fucking noises, but this is just a hum. So I guess I can have to live with that, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds good to me, or fine, not good, but whatever. I don't care.
Let's just jump right in with the show.
Yeah.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2.
They say most empires fall after 250 years, so.
I think if these aliens are anything what they're kind of hinting they might be like, they could probably wipe us out pretty fucking easy.
Yeah.
We're so stupid
and
so unorganized.
What would you do? Like, would you like try to fight it, or are you just like, all right,
what's the point?
Yeah, that's probably what I would do.
I'd be like trying to sweet talk. Like, hey man, just take me with you, man. This place sucks.
Hey, these people suck. Let me come. I'll be your turncoat. But I couldn't really give them anything because I have no power. Anyway,
you could suck their dick or something, maybe.
Well, I guess. I mean, but I don't know if I would. You suck an alien dick?
I mean, if it's gonna save my life.
All right, man.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. Because people are easiest to manipulate during times of crisis, be wary of those who are all too eager to manufacture these crises, especially when the threat is greatly exaggerated or doesn't exist at all. They are not lobbying to be your protector. They are lobbying to be your controller. Greed and ignorance don't need to conquer us. They only need our permission. And if we give it, they will end us.
Yeah, that was deep for whatever her name is.
I write some deep stuff.
Is that Emma? Or that's not Emma, is it? It's Emma 2.0 or whatever.
Yeah, her name's Emmeline in the thing, the voices thing.
Oh.
Which is funny enough because everything British is Emma this or Emmeline or something close to it.
Oh, okay.
So we just got finished watching the World Cup. It was like a nail biter.
Viva
up to the
Spain.
End.
España.
Spain won 1-0. 20-something shots two.
Yeah, they only had two shots.
Argentina just only played defense pretty much the entire game, and like they just took their chances at the last extra minutes of the game.
Yeah, that was a good game, and probably the most soccer I've ever watched like in my entire life, really. I mean, mainly because of Z. She was like into it.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I liked soccer as a kid, so that was one of my... Soccer I played, in a little league. Is it called a little league soccer?
I don't know.
Yeah, back then I played that, and I liked it. I liked soccer a lot, and I liked basketball. Any other sport, yeah, I just couldn't get into. But hence, I never played because I sucked. I had one shot on a goal, man, and it just freaking, and I missed it, and that just shot me down. That's how bad my fucking, like, self-deprecation is, just one time. I'm like, all right, well, this isn't my game.
You had, like, one letdown, that was it.
I know. That's all I need is one letdown, and then just fucking, okay, I move on. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you gave up too easy, man. If you had perseverance... Like, it could have been the difference between you being, like, a super successful person.
Yeah, I know. But there's periods where I did. I mean, guitar, I didn't give up. I did, ultimately, because I peaked. But then I just kept on, like, I actually learned how to play it. That was probably the only time I learned how to fucking dribble a soccer ball, you know. I probably couldn't do it now.
Who knows if you had, like, just, like, went where Dave went to California and just said, fuck it, I'm just going to go for it and if I can always come back home. Who knows, you know, what would have happened.
True. Yeah, what could have, should have.
Because you, Ada probably wouldn't have gone, and you guys would have to get another bassist and a drummer. Or maybe, like, if Juan was in the right mindset to do it, then maybe get back him back on, but, you know.
Fucking Juan. Dude is in his 50s now, and he's worse off than all of us.
Is he? I thought he's doing better now.
Oh, I can't say. I mean, dude still lives at home. I mean, I can't say that's a bad thing, but... Come on, man. You know, like,
it's hard to say now, though, because this day and age, man, it's fucking hard to move out, man.
It's totally hard.
And housing is fucking pricey, man.
And I give him a pass because he did follow his dream. He did follow fucking, like, music for a while.
Yeah.
He did go on tour.
Yeah, even if he had, like, a fucking, you know, what is it? He had a little bit of a, you know, a problem.
Yeah. And that didn't help, you know. It's he finally got his shit together, like, what, I don't know what year he's on as far as being sober, but it's been at least a couple years now. He posts his sobriety days, and I think he's in year 3 or something.
But even with that, he didn't give up. He kept on doing it, you know. Yeah. I mean, it might probably affected the way, you know, he was in with the band, I'm sure, but still, it's hard to fucking keep doing that shit.
Yeah, it is. Which is funny because we watched School of Rock again for the umpteenth time. Like, it was on the TV and we just started watching it. You've seen School of Rock, right?
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Do you remember this
plot? I've probably seen it at least like 3 or 4 times.
Okay. Yeah. So you remember he's like having his conversation with his roommate. He's like, why? I can't quit just like you did. You know, it's hard for me. I was I didn't quit. We just weren't that good or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like,
his roommate, right? The one that was a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like...
But then he did quit, though. You know, that's like... I mean, obviously, I don't feel any one way or the other way about it because I can see how, A, you can follow your dream and not give up and be true to whatever yourself, or B, you can say, you know what? I can't just keep, like, trying to, you know, be Uncle Rico, you know what I mean? And live in the past.
Live in the past.
And I could just move on with my life and have some... responsibilities, and because he had a girlfriend, he had a good paying gig, he had, you know, whatever, everything he wanted, he had a nice place.
Who are you talking about now, Uncle Rico?
No. The other guy, the roommate, the responsible roommate in School of Rock.
Yeah. He had freaking,
Uncle Rico
face?
Didn't have a girlfriend.
No, he had a wife at the end. They got back together.
Okay, I don't quite remember that part. I just remember he was just hitting on every mom in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, he was like in a break, I guess. His wife kicked him out, but at the very end, she came and picked him up.
You know way too much about Napoleon Dynamite backstories.
Well, I mean, it's in the movie, dude.
No, but I haven't seen that in like years.
Well, that's on fucking TV a lot, too, actually. Oh,
you watch it every time it comes on, don't you?
As background, if the... You know, fucking TV is like there's tons of shit on, but nothing like on.
Yeah.
So I just leave it on, whatever, and then. Yeah, I don't watch. I watched School Rock. I seem to watch that one a lot. That's one movie I did like identify with.
I think it's one of those feel good movies where like you can't really go wrong. You don't like because it's one. Sometimes you have those movies where just like one part goes, oh, fuck, that's so annoying, you know. But School of Rock, it's pretty smooth the whole way through because Jack Black is. kind of like he's doing the wrong thing, but he's a lovable person, right? So you're like, you cheer him on, and ultimately he does good for the kids. So,
and he got a business out of it.
Yeah, and he had a business out of it, and he ultimately succeeded. So he didn't like expose them to anything bad.
I wonder, I guess I could ask Google if School of Rock is because of the movie School of Rock, you know? Like the School of Rock where freaking Juan works.
Yeah.
Cool.
That guy Spider from the fucking, you know, the guy with the wearing a weird shirt? He's like he's a big deal now.
He's a
district attorney.
In Texas, of all places.
He was born in Beaumont.
Which he was?
Yeah, I lived in Beaumont for a little while in Nederland, whatever. Fucking weird place. That was when I was in my fucking church daycare.
What?
I was in a church daycare. We had to like sing like fucking Jesus songs and shit.
Yeah, I didn't. I went to school, like whatever. I'm looking up at the School of Rock history, I guess.
I remember there was a kid that lived in the apartment that next to ours, and we, you know, he had all these toys, and we used to play with them. He had like this hi-ho Cheerio, and he had like this bombs away thing where like it's like a rotating plane above a landfill, and you just drop bombs or something. I don't know. It was kind of cool. Back then, you were like so fucking entertained by the dumbest shit.
Yes,
but it was fun, man. We had fun in that fucking little place. Like, we used to launch firecrackers, and I dropped a cherry bomb. I lit a cherry bomb in the fucking living room by mistake and dropped it, and it blew a hole in the fucking carpet. So stupid.
I remember I had a freaking like a an M80, and it was like the wick was very towards the end. It was just such a little small. And you remember M80s, right? Those big ass red ones that are legal in other states, so that apparently. But I found one, and I'm like, I'm going to light it. And I kind of like, it was in the daytime, so it was bright. So I couldn't see the sparks and shit, but it was like, all I heard was, you know, whatever. Yeah. It was still on my hand, and right when I threw it, it just, like, it blew up. Like, holy shit. Had I kept it on, man, I would have been Fingerless Joe right now.
Yeah, your guitar career would have really gone nowhere.
Yeah, I mean,
unless you're lucky to just blow the tips off, then you could do like a Tony Iommi.
Yeah, it was like almost instantly, like when I tossed it. Yeah, so it is. That's my cat-like reflexes.
I think it was just called luck.
Yeah, it was luck. And I was probably maybe 14, 15, something. I was young and stupid. So young enough to fuck up my life. If you were to like blow up a finger or something, like as a kid, what director, you know, which direction you would go? Like the guy that freaking got like, he's, you know, like neck. He was like paralyzed from the neck down. What's her name? Darcy's boyfriend. And he's like a freaking lawyer now and shit.
Tobias Cole.
Yeah. So
I remember him. He was in my classes and shit. And I remember hearing about it. He was drunk and he dove off into the shallow area and broke his neck. That must have been a party ruiner. You know?
He's kept on going.
Yeah.
Tobias Cole?
Yeah. Toby Cole or Tobias Cole.
Okay. Toby. Yeah, that was, what, 30 years ago or something, whatever?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know, man. Some things like that. So I don't know if it helps your trajectory when you've got more to fight for to get around certain things. Or it must be, right? Because people that are given shit are just like a lot of times just fucking lazy, you know?
Right.
It's like how you would see like what Christopher McCandless does. Some people see him as like, oh, he's this legendary fucking dude that like, you know, rebuffed, you know, hit the privileges he got, and other people are like, what a waste. He could have done so much better, you know, if he fought for what he believed in rather than just like went out to the Alaskan wilderness and just died.
I mean,
what do you think?
He did what he was loved, I guess. I'm ill-advised, but
don't you think he owes it to, because there's not that many people that do good in the world, right? And if you are given privilege, he had a life of privilege. His parents had money for him in a trust fund. Don't you kind of sort of owe it to them to do something good with it? You know, as opposed to here, I'm just going to give
probably,
it away.
He probably just, he seemed like, well, I never read the book, but it, from the movie, it sounded like he was just like, I don't want that. You know, he didn't want to have that kind of like.
Right. And it's good that he gave it to a charity, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't know.
He's dead now.
Right. But I'd feel like if I was his parent, I'd be like, what the fuck? What was this for? You know?
And he was what? In his 20s?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. This depends on your freaking like perspective. For me, it'd be like, you know, I did what I loved and I died in the fucking wilderness. And I mean, he pretty much had more of an adventure than we've ever had, you know? So
true.
There's that, you know, we fucking haven't even like left the state barely.
I think honestly, if he would have made it, he might've just gone back. You know, because he was looking for a way out, and I think he probably would have said, okay, that's enough, you know?
Right. Well, that's what most people do. They go look for themselves and shit, you know? They go into the wilderness and try to find themselves. He just fucking died in the process.
Have you heard of this movie? I got this, so we can watch it next week if you want to.
I think so. It looks.
Is it a remake? Because I vaguely remember a movie called Deathstalker back in the day. See, I wasn't going to get it because I thought, oh, this looks corny as hell. But then I saw on Rotten Tomatoes, it got like an 89 or something. I was like, okay, maybe it's worth getting.
I think it may have, it looks very familiar.
Yeah. So I saw the trailer.
Who's the actor?
Just some random guy. I don't think he's like well known or something or anything like that. Let me see. Hold on.
You bought the movie.
No. I was like, there's this place where I get movies from just on the down low. And I saw it posted. I was like, oh, okay, this looks cool. Something Bernhardt. See, it looks kind of corny.
Okay.
It looks like Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I may have seen that because I know Raven, whatever, the thing that it's on, the implant, the imprint.
Yeah.
They do a lot of cool shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks kind of corny, but I'm thinking they don't make movies like that anymore. That was like 80s, 90s peak, you know?
A remake of the cult classic. Okay.
Yeah, so I knew it was. Maybe I'll watch the old one before we watch this one to see how bad it is.
We'll look up the first one. Maybe that's why it looks familiar.
Yeah. Rick Hill and Barbie Benton. Oh, I remember Barbie Benton. She was like a playmate or something.
Yeah. She had nice boobies.
You didn't have to say that, dude. It's kind of implied. The cover art's always cool, but then
this is the one I've seen.
I think that's Boris. Or either that is a Boris clone. It looks pretty corny.
How dare you?
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it just for that. It might not be that bad. I've seen some pretty bad shit.
I've seen this dude before. What's go down the actors?
Rick Hill.
Okay, maybe not.
That's like the most common name ever.
Is he alive?
Why do they have this crap in the middle, man? It's so annoying.
That's why I don't like going to IMDb.
Every site is fucking terrible now, though, you know?
Yeah.
He was in Cheers as Tibor Svetkovic. He was in Liar Liar as a jail guard. I don't suppose you remember any of that.
No. I've seen Liar Liar, but I don't remember.
I think he's just like a fucking
character actor or an extra.
Yeah.
I'd be an extra if I could just get extra like work. I wouldn't, you know.
Was he in all the Deathstalkers? Look, he's in Deathstalker 4, Match of Titans. So let's see.
What's the fertilizing the go up there?
Fertilize the blaspheming bombshell.
That looks pretty awesome. Fertilize the blaspheming bombshell. I mean, look at that.
It's a horror movie. God damn, man. IMDb, you didn't used to be this bad. You know, it's just the greed of everybody, man. Greed is just dog shit. That is a terrible fucking poster. Look at his eyes.
That looks pretty fucking awesome, dude. Go to the back. Go to the next picture.
Uh-oh. Is this Trauma?
I guess so.
I kind of remember this movie too, Mark of the Beast. God, there's so many bad movies in the fucking 80s and 90s. Complete dog shit.
Patton Oswalt is in it.
Yeah, I saw that. Sly humor, pulpy action, and 80s fantasy nostalgia.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Okay.
Oh, looks like... Go to the where to watch, see if it's anywhere.
I have it.
Well, I know on the other ones, just to see if I can see it.
Like where to right watch? There. It's got. Well, you have to rent it on Prime and other places. So,
yeah, none of them are. For, what if it's Tubi? If Tubi, nope.
Yeah, you have to have a subscription for all of them, or you can pay for it to rent it. But see, like IMDb only gave it like a 5.8, and let's see what Rotten Tomatoes, 80% of Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know, dude. It looks cool to me.
I'm not. That's not really saying much.
I mean,
look, it's got a 90 now. On the tomato meter. I guess so. From the time that article was written, 69%. Usually the audience is better, you know, is more and than.
It's probably the people that don't get the cheese, you
that's
know.
True. You're like, this is corny. It's supposed to be corny.
At the millennials. Who's the new generation?
Gen Z, I guess.
Yeah. That's funny that the shit that we grew up with, like E.T. and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Like okay. Some shit, some people like know it. Like my friends or Zara's friends' kids, they're like in their 20s, early 20s, late 30s or early 30s. And they're like, hey, you've heard of all this. Oh, well, yeah, we watched it as I was a kid and stuff. So it's kind of like me watching like the stupid fucking, like my parents' movies, you know?
Yeah. I saw someone was giving away a Cabbage Patch Kid like in the box. And like people used to kill for those stupid things.
Giving away?
Yeah, it's like free for, you know.
Huh.
I'm sure it's not worth anything now, but, you know. Wait, what was I going to do? Okay. There is a... I saw this document on word meanings, and let's see if you can, like, maybe guess to see what these words mean. Right. There's multiple choice. Number one. What did... absquatulate mean in the 1800s? A, absquatulate. A, B, S-Q-A-T-U-L-A-T-E. Like squat is the middle word. A, to flirt aggressively. B, to leave suddenly or run off. C, to unsuccessfully try to subdue flatulence. Or D, to drink excessively. Absquatulate.
I have no flipping clue, dude. Just guess. I can't even like... I can't even... You know how you're supposed to like look at the root words and stuff and... Ob. Okay, what does ob mean? Obsquatch. What the fuck is... I have no clue, dude.
Just guess. It's multiple choice. A. Okay, to flirt aggressively?
Sure.
It's B. To leave suddenly or run off.
C.
In Victorian slang, what was a giggle mug? A. Someone who laughs at inappropriate jokes. B. A person with a constantly smiling face. C. A small drinking flask. Or D. An alcoholic drink.
B.
Yes, it's a person with a constantly smiling face.
Giggle mug. That I could figure out because a mug is a face.
Right. What did to twaddle mean? A, to gossip or chatter. B, to dance poorly. C, to kill a chicken by wringing its neck. Or D, to prostitute oneself.
What's the word?
To twaddle. T-W-A-T-T-L-E.
Twaddle?
Yeah.
To prostitute themselves.
No, it's to chatter or gossip.
I wonder what to prostitute yourself is.
No, I don't. I just threw it in there. What was a mumble crust? A mumble crust is a sloppy kisser, a beggar who mumbles, dried phlegm, or a person who sleeps all day.
Mumble crust.
Yeah.
Person who sleeps all day.
A beggar who mumbles, which is a weird fucking.
I mean, I guess that's kind of too obvious.
That's kind of like Adolf. Adolf's like a mumble crust. He's not a beggar, though. In old-timey slang, what was a booby hatch? A, a secret stash of rum. B, a small deck house or shelter. C, a punishment room. Or D, a bra.
Bra?
Yeah.
And the word is again?
Booby hatch.
Bra.
No. It's a small deck house or shelter.
Booby hatch.
What was a flapdoodle? A, nonsense or foolish talk. B, a clumsy dancer. C, a poorly cooked meal, or D, a prankster, flapdoodle.
Dancer.
Nonsense or foolish talk. What was a rum doxy? R-U-M-D-O-X-Y, doxy, rum doxy. A, a mischievous pet. B, a woman of questionable reputation. C, a strong alcoholic drink. Or D, a traveling performer, rum doxy.
Strong alcoholic drink.
Nope, is a woman of questionable reputation.
Yeah.
What did to give the glad eye, to give someone the glad eye mean? A, to encourage them. B, to show your anus as in a proctological exam. C, to show romantic interest. Or D, to approve of their behavior.
Approve of their behavior.
Nope, to show romantic interest. Oh. I gave her the glad eye.
Huh.
What was a fop doodle? A, a foolish or insignificant person. B, a clumsy dancer. C, a picky eater. Or D, a dishonest gambler.
The word is?
Fop doodle. F-O-P doodle. Foolish or insignificant person. Clumsy dancer. Picky eater. Or dishonest gambler.
Picky eater.
Nope. Foolish or insignificant person.
Ah.
Yeah, words are weird.
Is that it?
That's all for my little segment there. I have this thing where... I'll bet you wish you knew how many decibels different animals fart at.
I bet you we're about to find out.
All right, so this is confusing because I didn't know when it was actually happening, but whenever the thing pops up, this little red thing pops up and it shows the decibels, and it pops up right then, that's when it'll have the animal fart. Okay, so it's a scrolling
thing. Is it going to get loud?
I don't think so. What, are you scared of farts?
Well, dude, if it's a gross fart.
Let me turn it down a little bit.
I mean, I don't want it to be like...
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that. There's a shrimp. There's a mosquito fart. There's a bee fart. That's a cockroach fart. That's a goldfish fart. That's a frog fart.
Okay, pause.
See, it goes. It's going pause. Kind of fast. That was a bat fart.
Are these like just as loud as it is, or are these actual?
I think so.
It's
yeah,
gotta be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it'll eventually get louder. So okay. So that was a bat fart, and it says under the cockroach just says they sometimes fart as often as every 15 minutes, which is pretty gross. This is a chicken fart. Oh, I talked over it. Hold on, let me go back. That's a chicken fart. Hamster fart. 8 decibels. Pupfish, 10 decibels. Bearded lizard fart, 20 decibels. That's a rat fart, 25 decibels. That's a rabbit fart, 30 decibels. That's a platypus, 35 decibels. Octopus, 40 decibels. That's a snake fart. 45 decibels. That's a cat fart, 47 decibels. That's a red fox, 48 decibels. That's a tiger shark or shark fart, 50 decibels. That's a dolphin fart, 52 decibels. That's a tortoise, 54 decibels. That's a macaque, monkey, 56 decibels. 60 decibels, that's a deer. Goat, 70 decibels. That's a dog, 75 decibels. That's a baboon, 78 decibels. That's a human, 80 decibels. That's a pig, 83 decibels. That's a llama, 85 decibels. That's a chimpanzee, 88 decibels. That's a tiger, 90 decibels. That's an orangutan, 95 decibels. That's a sea lion, 98 decibels. That's a parrot, 100 decibels. God damn. That's a kangaroo, 101 decibels. That's a giraffe, 103 decibels. That's a walrus, 105 decibels. Zebra, 107 decibels. Horse, 110 decibels. That's a cow, 112 decibels. That's a world record holder, human, 113 decibels. That's a silverback gorilla, 113 decibels. That's a grizzly, 114 decibels. That's a bull, 114 decibels. That's a rhino, 115 decibels. Elephant, 115 decibels. That's a blue whale, 116 decibels. Blue whale. That's a dinosaur fart, 170 decibels. I know. And the last one is a hippo, 118 decibels. Today's video.
If you enjoyed it, then make sure to hit that like and subscribe.
May have been
button.
The worst
turn on those notifications
thing I've ever seen in my life. Top 10. Please God. Don't do it again, man.
No, I'm trying to stop it. This fucking okay. Yeah, stupid thing.
Oh my God. When it went to the zebra, did you hear like there was a noise? Like it was like a zebra noise, you know, like an animal.
Oh, is it?
And it was towards the end.
The stupid thing was the fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, how do they fucking know how loud a dinosaur fart is?
Right. I was like, yeah, how did they measure that? Where's the zebra at?
It's towards the end.
Okay. The zebra had a kind of a alarmingly loud fart, actually. But the parrot
yeah.
For the size? That
should there it is.
That should have blown his fucking like head off. Okay, zebra. Here we go.
Maybe it wasn't. There it is.
That's a horse.
Ah, that was terrible.
Let's watch it all over again.
No.
I'm kidding.
There was a noise, like it sounded like it was in the
I think that was the walrus right before it or something, or whatever the animal was before it. Well, there you go. There's the decibel ratings of animal farts.
Thanks, dude. That was so awesome.
What time is it? How many minutes are we in?
32.
Okay, we can probably take a quick break.
I was going to do the...
Oh, yeah, do the days, and then it'd be time for the break.
You're going to do the song, aren't you?
If I have the fucking thing up, I thought I... No, I didn't. Okay. So, hold on.
Today is the national day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid and so are you. It's a national ice cream day, so I'm going to have to get some ice cream for Z on the way home, because we have actual ice cream cones.
Anyway, you guys bought the cones but not the ice cream, or just ran out?
No, we ran out.
Yeah.
It's been fucking hot, and today I'm sure it's going to be, it's a perfect day. National Play Day. I guess go outside and play, but fuck that. It's an oven outside. National Daiquiri Day. I don't drink that often, and if I do, I won't drink a freaking daiquiri. National Words with Friends Day, so you should hop on and play a game. And International Retainer Day, I guess, for your teeth. I mean, I swear, we talked about this before, but what the fuck? Why does a retainer have a day?
I think everything has a day at this point, though. You know?
I wonder if International Butthole Day. That could probably be like two things, right?
Yeah.
Like for your butthole or, you know, a butthole.
Yes. You can either be a butthole or have a butthole.
Right.
Or you can be both. You can be a butthole with a butthole. Well, I guess everybody has got a butthole. Except for that one girl that, remember, like a long time ago, we had the story on that girl with no butthole.
Yes.
And you said that your friend... Or your dad's friend or some family friend of yours?
It was a mutual friend.
Okay.
My old boss at Sound Warehouse.
Oh, so it wasn't a story. It was a you knew the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got one now, but it's like medically assisted. You know, she's got a bag. I think it's a colostomy or something. I don't know.
Medically assisted butthole's a good name for a band.
That would be a punk band, I think. That's a good punk name. Medically assisted butthole. No, that may be fucking death metal.
What's up, Denver? We're medically assisted butthole.
What was the movie? the death the Swedish impaled rectum or whatever.
Yeah, impaled rectum. What was the movie? Wasn't there a band in fucking like the metal gasm movie, whatever the fuck it was called?
No, it was the movie that with the guys that escaped.
No, I know that one. Yeah, that was like Heavy Trip or heavier Trip. Or,
yeah, Heavy Trip.
Yeah.
Like Deathgasm?
Yeah, wasn't there a band in Deathgasm too, or no?
Yeah, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
The sequel's supposed to be coming out pretty soon.
That was a long time ago, man. Why did they wait so long?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that long.
All right, finish your days of.
No, it's done.
Oh, you're done? Okay. All right, I guess we can play a quick song. Let's see if you recognize this band. Yeah, I'll play it, and I won't tell you who it is, and you just think about it, and then you can make your guess at the end of the song.
Thanks. It sounds like Dig.
It is Dig.
Is it?
Yeah.
Brand new?
I don't know. I was going through, you know how like Spotify will say, here's a playlist for you to check out. Yeah. It was on a list called fucking Road to Nowhere, and Dig was on it. I was like, is this the same Dig? And I played it. I was like, oh, it does sound like Dig.
I wonder how old it is.
I don't know.
Because it sounds, speaking of old bands, freaking what you call it, Hunk is on Spotify now. The first album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I know, man.
Finally.
Exactly. That was my, they posted the link and I said the same thing. Finally. Shit. Yeah. But anybody wants to listen to a good, obscure band, it's Hunk. One of the things goes, hey, man, did you go on the commenter said, hey, did you use Fleming Rasmussen, I forgot his name, fuck, because of Frosting on the Beater, yeah. You know? I guess he worked on that album as well. And the guy in Hunk goes, oh, funny you should say that. That's exactly why we got this guy, because that album's freaking awesome. Anyway.
Which album?
Frosting on the Beater.
Oh, okay.
They used the producer, I guess.
Yeah, that was a pretty clean sounding album.
So that's probably why, I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason why we like it, but it was a good album. That would be a good album to freaking... to be on vinyl.
This is on Spotify. This is a compilation I'm talking about. Road to Nowhere. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I was just like, this is random.
So, but then, click on. Oh,
but then this is wrong. Like, oh, this is wrong. Yeah. You know, like Spotify does that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all fucking wrong. And I don't think it even has like the normal albums. So I was like wondering what it
was. No, it should, because I've listened to it actually. It should.
It might have one of them, but I don't know if it's got. No, it doesn't. That's see? Not the.
What was the name of that album?
Road to Nowhere.
No, the album that he.
It was just called Dig.
Okay.
It was, yeah, self-titled. But see, this is all wrong. I don't know what the fuck all this shit is. That's why I was wondering if it was the same people. But then I looked up, if you go to this song here. Oh, shit, goddamn mouse. I hate this fucking mouse. If you go to this here, you look up, goddamn. If you look up Dig, where is it at?
There.
This one. Let's see. Can I do it without... Okay. No. What the... Right, I guess I'm just have to play the fucking song. Hold on a second.
Is that the same... That's a different song? Oh, you have to log in.
Anyway, the person's name on it was something with, and I looked him up, and because, you know, when you play the song, it says on the right side, the composer?
Right.
Yeah, so somebody, something with, W-I-T-H was the last name.
Oh.
And he's in... Dig, and he's also, I didn't know this, but he started off as a guitarist in TSOL.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, during the song, I was looking up fucking Deathgasm, because they are supposed to have a sequel, and it was backed started on Kickstarter, and everybody's like, I'm looking at the comments and shit, and there's like, hey, can we get another update? You left us note that you said that this is on track, and now it's a couple months later. So apparently, like, it's made the rounds on the horror scene or the you know, like the festivals or whatever.
Yeah,
and that was in last year, so it hasn't even like sent all their shit out. You know how Kickstarter gets all like, you know, free shit, not free shit, but you know you. You know what I'm trying to say, what Kickstarter is. Have you ever backed anything on Kickstarter?
I backed something on the other thing and I got ripped off.
Indiegogo or?
Yeah, I got ripped off on Indiegogo.
I've only got ripped off once on Kickstarter. I wanted to get like some recycled glasses, like the frame.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And it was only $50, but sure enough, you look at their thing, say, hey man, you just ripped us off, and you try to find them and they're like in Brazil or someplace. It's like, yeah, but things like this, you know, Kickstarter or like a film. I mean, it seems cool, but then someone else was like, this is the last time I'm doing a film or I'm back in a film.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can find the sequel on freaking torrents or something.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to reward the people though, right?
Right, you know.
Like that Todd didn't really work out, that Todd fucking and the fucking... satanic thing. They had to change it to a fucking animation or something, which is kind of lame.
Yeah. It was kind of lame. And I did back it, and I have the thing, but I never watched it all the way through because it was like 2 hours long. But that was a good series, man.
Yeah, it was. So this is a day in calm. We haven't had that in a while. Let's see. Speaking of Todd, here's day in calm.
Day in calm, shoo-ka-doo-wop. Day in calm, day in calm. Everybody likes it. Day in calm, day in calm, shoo-ka-doo-wop. Day in calm, day in calm. Everybody likes it.
Okay, I have your AI ready to read this, so you don't have to worry about it.
Thanks. Lab-grown sperm could soon become reality. Written by Sarah Napton from The Telegraph. Lab-grown sperm could soon become a reality after scientists were able to create germ cells, the precursor to reproductive cells. You know, U.S. researchers took human blood cells and turned them into a type of stem cell that can become any organ before placing them inside artificial testicles grown from mouse cells. Once inside the testicles, the germ cells developed into spermatogonia, a type of cell that is the origin of all sperm a man produces in his lifetime. These cells start multiplying in huge numbers after puberty, eventually maturing and growing a tail that allows movement. Dr. Ian Whelan of the University of Pennsylvania said it was a stepping stone to one day producing sperm in the lab, adding that the breakthrough could give hope to men with a zoospermia, no sperm at all. Around 10-15% of infertile men are affected by zoospermia, and sperm donation or adoption is their only option to become fathers. But if sperm could be made from a man's skin cells, it would open the door to having his own biological child. Growing sperm from stem cells can already be done in mice, and we believe that it will undoubtedly be achieved in humans in the not-too-distant future, said Dr. Whelan. This system provides us with a tool to experimentally understand human male fertility in a way we have never been able to before, which will unquestionably provide medical advances.
Okay, that's good enough.
Oh, my God.
you can't even stand your own AI.
I know,
voice.
I can't.
So, there you go. I also thought artificial testicle was a good name for a band.
Were you disassociating to that whole thing, or were you, like, listening to it?
I was listening to it. I was reading along, though. I don't know if I can just listen to it, or if I can just, like, sometimes I have to, like, see it in text, and then I can read it. I can follow along while they're...
Yeah, I guess.
Because, yeah, if you just listen to it, you're like, your voice is so drony.
Yeah, and usually I'm just like, ah, fuck it, and I'll stop, because it's just, like, so boring.
Yeah.
That's, dude, and it still blows my mind that people, like, read texts for a living. You have to have a super focus for that kind of shit, right?
Yeah. What else do I have today?
That's why I was a terrible student, man.
Well, you probably have ADHD and, like, maybe even, like, a touch of, like, neurodivergency.
The tism.
You have a tism. You have a...
I have some kind of tism.
Yeah. Okay, let's do Who's Shittier.
Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band? A Touch of the Tism. That's another band name.
Touch of the Tism, Artificial Testicle, and what's that other one? Fuck. We already forgot it.
Something about rectum. No, that was... It was on an article, wasn't it? Like something you pulled up on the screen. Who did you... It was the fart. Something... No.
Oh, fuck. What the hell, man?
It was on the fart thing. It was on the one of the descriptions.
Okay, well, I'll figure it out. That'll be the next... week's or next week's quiz. What are the three names that we thought of? So remember that artificial testicle. What's the second one? A Touch of the Tism.
Touch of the Tism.
And then the third one we'll have to figure out when I fucking fuck. We just, our memory's gone to shit, man. We just talked about it like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I agree. Fucking our brain's getting dry, dude.
Oh, it was like a boob thing, right? Or some kind of boob? Or, fuck.
Nah.
Okay, never mind.
You'd have to listen to the show again.
Yeah, thank God I can do that now. Everything's recorded. This is from Spain, Madrid, who just won the World Cup.
Yay.
unfortunately, they don't win the World Cup for music because this is pretty shitty, I think. Poor Teddy is the name of the album.
It's a side project by Lindsay Moxham and Dave Robinson from Angry Saints. Okay. Okay. Never heard of them.
This is Hawks and Doves.
I'm an animal in conflict. Game theory has got me licked. I am prisoner's dilemma. Playing chicken with your future.
You like that, don't you?
I was kind of like just reading along. Weren't you?
Yeah. That backup singer is something.
That was kind of like bad. I mean.
It was pretty. I mean, it's meant to be jokey, right? I'm hoping. That was kind of shit, wasn't
Hawks
it?
Hawks and birds. Yeah, they just repeat it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good start.
Okay. This is French as Fuck by The Cools from Bathurst, Australia.
Hello, my little oven-ready chickens.
Pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. $40 for a t-shirt.
I know. That's like fucking a normal band's fucking price, you know?
And it's from Australia, too.
Yeah. And then you have to pay like fucking $30 to get over here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Who's winning now? That second one, I think, is pretty bad.
Yeah, let's do this one.
If I could make a suggestion by The Behalf from New York.
If I could make a suggestion, I'm contagious to how I feel. I'm gonna ask you a question, and your reaction's gonna give me fear. She listens to the waiting room again and again, waiting to hear something new. Oh, the same old song from years ago.
I think this guy gets high by himself and mixes shit up, you know, mixes music, if I had to guess.
It's Freaky Man or That's What Those Cats... Oh, the, what?
It's Freaky Man or That's What Those Cats Down at the Junkyard Would Have You... believe last time I was there, they hit me with a super soaker filled with acid. See, I told you. I was tripping for 11 months, no joke anyway. The only way to find out if it's truly freaked out is to give it a spin, man. See, I knew he gets fucked up by himself and makes his music. Huh. He just has that vibe. I didn't even read that before.
All right, you're getting good, man. Because you called one last week on, yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, funny thing. Like, okay, well.
What movie do we watch again?
Oh, jeez.
I totally forgot.
Fucking Jurassic Park 17,000 or whatever.
Oh, we have to do that. Yeah, we have to do a fucking thing of that because it was actually kind of interesting how shitty it was.
Well, I was just going to say, freaking the next day, what's his face died.
Oh, yeah, Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Because we had that aura of the movie emanating. I thought that, too. I was like, oh, he died because you watched that movie.
Probably.
And it was so bad.
Like, okay.
Okay. This is Forever by Hesketh. Not Hegseth, the fucking Department of whatever, the defense fucking weirdo, Department of War now. Hegseth. Hesketh. Hesketh from Oklahoma. Oh. It's actually not too terrible. I mean, the fucking the musicianship is kind of all over the place.
A demo, so
true. He almost sounds like fucking Liam Gallagher from Oasis.
This isn't too bad.
So I still think number three, the guy that gets high by himself, is my fucking the front runner for the shittiest. This is Barons by the Rosh Gifts from Poland. Ooh. What the fuck? All right, this guy won.
Hold on.
That's complete dog shit.
Yeah, that one's...
He's the winner.
Man, they were a good batch of...
That wasn't even musical.
I was thinking, because I'm reading his thing, buy the track for $450, PLN. I guess that's Polish.
Yeah, some
Polish. So who knows how much that really is.
Yeah.
But he's selling the discography for what?
Well, I think... Okay, so $1.18.
Wow.
So if you want to buy the full discography, 103 PLN is what? $27 of just complete dog shit if you want to pay for that.
Well, unless it's just one of his side projects. I don't know, man. I'm just
pretty bad.
Trying to be nice.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty. Okay. Let's talk about the movie because I want to talk about the movie. Because it was
you
just,
forgot about it, dude.
I know, but like you reminded me how bad it was, and I was like, okay. It was. Here's the thing. Oh, let's play the thing.
Concert review.
Oh.
Let's dazzle them with a movie review. Let's dazzle them with our movie review, guys. Dazzle, 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 dazzle.
Okay, we watched Jurassic Park Rebirth with Scarlett Johansson, Ali, or... the guy that plays... Supposed to be the new Blade, but that's never going to come out. Whatever. He was in Cage, right?
Yes, the
bad guy.
The first villain.
Yeah, the first villain in Cage. Who else was in there? The guy from Ed Skrein from the good-looking dude that was the right hand person to Khaleesi, and then before he got replaced by the second guy that was in the Haunting of Hill House, that guy, and also was the villain in the first Deadpool.
Yes,
he was in there for like a second until they got ripped away.
Killed pretty quick.
So I don't know what it was. Maybe like there was something happened. It seems so abrupt that you almost wonder if like something happened when he couldn't like be on screen any more than that few minutes or whatever. Because it was so corny. He just like things started coming out of the water. He's like, "This is our ocean now." Which is fucking stupid. And then he starts shooting these things, and he gets grabbed and pulled away. So
and the first action scene.
Yeah, and the very first action scene, and of course. There's this family, and of course there's a little girl, and of course the little girl befriends a little baby fucking dinosaur. So that was just so, that's just slop that just should not go, like, just write it out. Just fucking, or just have the girl and don't make any major things with the baby dinosaur, because that, you know, that's gonna what people are expecting. And it was so stupid that it went nowhere, because we thought the mom's gonna show up at some point, but she never did. So like, it didn't go anywhere. It was too predictable. It was just corny.
I mean, we watched it all.
We watched it all. And the thing is, it wasn't so bad that you could watch it and go, this is the worst movie. Like The Room, you could enjoy it for its shittiness, right? This one, it almost was a good movie. It also almost could have been a decent action movie. When I say that, I mean like not like something badass, but at least action-wise. And it wasn't so stupid. The problem is, every time someone had a decision to make or like was up against the fucking, like the life and death decision, they just acted so stupid. And you're like, what the fuck, man? No one would react like that.
Yeah. It was very forgettable.
The props I'll give it was the graphics are really well done. And there was one cool scene with the T-Rex in the river where it like flipped up the fucking boat and dove underneath. And that was really cool.
And there's always the T-Rex scene.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool. And the monster at the end was kind of cool, but like, just the actions of the people. I saw somebody commented on it. It was like, these people are so stupid. I almost wanted them to die. You know.
And yeah, the kid, the boyfriend, he was just a complete jerk the entire movie. And he like went after her, his girlfriend or whatever. He kind of sort of like proved his worth.
He kind of, but redeemed himself.
He was still a dick.
Yeah, it seemed like the movie was kind of setting you up for certain things with the dialogue and the, because they had extra dialogue, they could have cleaned it up a lot. We didn't need all that extra shit, right? So I thought, okay, they're setting it up for like they're going to lose their dad or they're going to lose the boyfriend. Nothing happened. It was just like, all that was for nothing, man. You added all that extra dialogue and like the peek into the world. You're like, just leave it alone. Just fucking get on with the action, because we know what this is, and it was just going to be stupid.
I sure hope they stop. They're not, but yeah. Like,
The part where, they climb this, like, it had to be, like, fucking several hundred feet up, this giant rock, right? And Scarlett Johansson is joking, and this guy even, like, almost fell off. Like, I don't care how badass you are. You're not going to be joking around when someone's almost falling off right next to you. It's like, oh, that was funny.
They got up there, it was like, oh.
Yeah, it was like nothing. They weren't panting or anything.
When they came down.
The dude falls. Goes past a bunch of trees. He must have fallen a few hundred feet. Didn't get hurt, not scratched, and didn't break his arm, anything, right? And then you'd expect them, because they were like near the top or maybe a quarter of the way down when he fell. And then they instantly came out of the fucking stairs at the bottom. I'm just like, okay, even if they ran down, they'd be out of breath, and nobody was. It's shit like that.
It's one of those movies. Was that one movie where the three people on the front of the Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah,
it's that kind of movie where you just sit there and just freaking rip into it.
Yeah, and I'm fine with like dumb action movies. I've seen plenty of dumb action movies where I'm just like, okay, suspension of disbelief, whatever, blah blah blah. But this one was so stupid, I couldn't even suspend my disbelief. I was just like going, what the fuck? Why are they doing that?
You know?
And there's a point where Ali Maharishi, whatever the fuck the guy's name is, can you look up his name so I don't like get all fucking canceled for like trying to do his name?
Trust me, dude, you're not going to be canceled.
Anyway, he tries to lure the dinosaur away, but it's totally unnecessary because the monster is attracted by light, right? So he has a flare in his hand. All he has to do, he was like maybe 30 feet. At most away from the rest of the group, right? All he has to do is throw the flare. As soon as the monster whips his head around, run towards the group, and they could have taken off. Instead, he starts holding it, and then he leads the monster way into the fucking jungle and just lays there. And at the very end of it, he fucking starts like laughing maniacally, like, "Yeah, I got you now." And you think, "Oh, he's fucking dead. He's an idiot." And he, at any point, he could have thrown the flare and ducked under something, because the monster wasn't moving. It was huge, but it wasn't moving that quickly. So that was stupid. That was really dumb.
Maharshala Ali.
Okay, so I got his name backwards even. But yeah, he was. It was. I mean, it was wasn't his fault. He's a good actor normally, but it was just dumb writing.
Yeah, it's. I hope they just need to freaking let it die, man. Stop it and then reboot it like a year. I mean, that's what they did to begin with. They rebooted it.
I actually didn't mind the Chris Pratt one with the one they did with the, you know, that the little, he was a kind of like the trainer.
That was the one I saw too.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like fucking a masterpiece, but it wasn't bad. You know, I watched it and I didn't go, "Oh, what the fuck are they doing? This is stupid." Because even the, you know, the first one, the original one, some of the choices they made, but like I said, there was like so many just stupid choices like these characters made. Like, it didn't seem realistic at all, unless they just wanted to get killed.
Well, that would be me. It's like, yeah, good. I mean, if you're going to get killed, you might as well get killed by one of them, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
See? I mean.
All right, let's do fact or crap, and then we're done. So, yeah, overall, I think it was more frustrating because it could have been a decent movie, except for this is stupid, you know, writing.
I wouldn't even like go pay to see that at a dollar theater, I don't think.
Right. Remember dollar theaters? That was the fun fucking time. When you just
They don't even have dollar theaters anymore, I don't think.
No, when I moved up here, it was like the Elvis. I saw like two movies at the Elvis Theater.
I saw one.
One of them was...
I saw two.
What is something about being a wallflower?
Oh, yeah.
That movie. I saw that there.
I saw The Exorcist when they released it again in 1999 or 2000 when I first moved here. I saw a movie there, and then I saw something else. An actual dollar.
Back in the days, there was a dollar movie theater on Old Westheimer. That one was cool. And then they at Daiho Market had like Hong Kong movies or something. It was always one kung fu type movie and one like drama or something or other, and my uncle would take us sometimes, and one time he took us and there was just like fucking titties and shit all over the place, and I'm sure he was embarrassed because we were like little kids. So we're just sitting there like hoping that we wouldn't fucking tell our moms that we saw titties. But
did you?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a kung fu movie, and then like this one lady was just like dancing with her titties out. I don't even remember the rest of the movie. That's all I remember is just titties. And yeah.
How old were you?
Probably like 7 or 8 or something, or okay. 6 or 7. I don't know.
Yeah, titties, man. Once you see the titties, that's it. Game over.
Did I tell you the guy I watched, Hassan Piker? He said that when he was in Turkey, he couldn't get porn of any type, and he was like a horny little kid. So he drew a pair of titties and jacked off to it. That's pretty bad.
Wow. I remember I found my mom had art book. She used to paint as well, like when she was younger, like 2020, like when she was in her 20s. And I found one of the art books, and it had all the thing in there. And there was nudes.
Yeah.
And
so she was doing like figure drawing and figure painting and what?
No, I don't know, man. But it was just like, no, the actual, like, it taught you how to do it. And it was like, it was a page dedicated to nudes.
Yeah.
And I was maybe like 5 years old, 8 years old. And I just fucking took that page, and she found out, I guess I was obvious, you know, that. And she's like, "Tony." And I go, "Yes, I took it." But
what do you expect?
I know, man. So, but it was like full on, full frontal nudity.
Yeah.
So I was young, and that's when I knew things were.
Did she tell you about the birds and the bees after that?
She told me. My dad didn't even say shit, so that's probably why I'm also like repressed or whatever. My dad didn't say shit to me. My mom didn't really say anything to me. I'm basically learned on the street, you know, kind of. You know, they didn't really talk to us about that. I learned at school.
Street titties is a good name.
I learned in school, man, when they gave us like sex education.
Yeah.
So it was probably what, fifth grade?
Yeah.
It was the one before you go to middle school, whatever grade that was, fifth grade. So yeah, we were fifth grade. I just remember they broke us up into boys and girls and shit.
I think I vaguely remember reading some book or something that had some illicit like references to sex, and I was just like, well, I was just confused. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And of course, Duke being my brother, of course he had to get like Playboys and penthouses and shit.
Yeah, I had a lot of those when I was growing up. I mean, that's pretty much all we got, you know. Now it's just like a dime a dozen. Just turn on, fucking do a search of anything. And any kind of like porn will pop up, even if it's like not even remotely associated with it.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a sad thing. You got to wonder how people grow up nowadays.
I know, dude. Seriously.
All right.
Factor Crap. America's favorite game show from a calendar. Question number one. The mother of former President John F. Kennedy, Rose Kennedy, did not allow her children to cry. That's an insult to my clit. Man, I hate you so much, dude. I have no idea
where. You said it. I didn't force you to say
it. Yeah, like
that.
I didn't even know where that came from. It's not like I can. Do you remember where that came from?
No.
Okay. The mother of former President John F. Kennedy, Rose Kennedy, did not allow her children to cry. Yeah, that sounds something true. Fact.
I'll say fact, too, because that sounds too fucking crazy to not be fact.
It is fact. It is not tears, but determination that makes pain bearable. Yeah, that's why the Kennedys are all fucked up.
Yep. Half of them died by assassination, right? At least three of them?
Yeah, two of them.
Wait.
Yeah, three.
JFK, Robert, and then there's Bobby, right?
Yeah. Robert and Bobby are the same.
Oh, wait. Who is the third one then? JFK, Robert, or Bobby, and then there's one more.
Kennedy assassination.
Hey, Google. How many Kennedys were assassinated? Well, that was fucking weird. It seems like my question would be a lot easier to find out than that fucking weird-ass question.
That was
question.
Weird.
If you didn't hear, I asked how many Kennedys were assassinated, and I said, I don't know the answer to that question, but according to so-and-so, JFK's brain was stored in this thing, and then they stole it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's weird.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Question number three, right? No, two. One day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
I got offered the fucking doggy style position.
One day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus. How is that even possible? Does that mean you die, probably?
It sounds so stupid. It's got to be fact, though.
I say crap. You say fact?
Yeah.
It's fact. Damn it. It's like Mondays on Earth. It takes Venus longer to rotate once on its axis than to complete one orbit of the sun. Huh.
Oh, there's only two Kennedys that died. John F. K. or JFK and Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay.
Do you know who the
second one is? No.
Okay, Sirhan.
Didn't know.
Which was weird, because for some reason I thought, I know that name, so I thought it was
Jack Ruby. I think he got assassinated. Jack Ruby is the one that killed the guy that killed JFK.
Yeah, Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right, but I think somebody killed Jack Ruby as well.
See, that's not suspicious at fucking all.
I think.
I'm pretty sure that happened. No, I know he died like soon after, but it was like under weird circumstances.
Right, and they made a movie about that too.
Yeah.
Question number three. In 2023, the movie Barbie was banned by many Nordic countries, claiming the movie stereotyped blondes, both male and female. So enough of anal butt paste.
Anal butt paste. Oh,
that's a kid thing. Butt paste.
What?
There's a thing for like diaper rash. It's called butt paste.
Oh.
In question in number Jesus In 2023, the movie Barbie was banned by many Nordic countries, claiming the movie stereotyped blondes, both male and female.
I say false.
That sounds, yeah, false. Crap. It is crap. It's a Barbie world.
I don't think other countries are as fucking uptight as the United States. Because we all know.
America sucks dicks.
Yep. Yep, it does. Collectively. Question number four. Speaking of sucking dicks.
Oh.
Emma, your question sucks more dick than everybody else's. Every time. Native Americans have a long history of using Indian tobacco in medicines, ceremonies, and everyday use. It is considered the first gift from the creator of Native Americans. It is considered the first gift from their creator to Native Americans.
His poop came out like a poop.
Poop came out like a poop?
Yeah.
Native Americans have a long history of using Indian tobacco, and they have in parentheses, Lobelia inflata, in medicines, ceremonies, and everyday uses. It is considered the first gift from their creator to Native Americans.
Anything that long, I think is fact. Usually when it's like multiple sentences, it's fact.
Okay, fact. That's a good theory.
Yeah.
Fact.
See.
No buts about it. And here's...
See, now the buzzing's gone. Isn't that weird? It's completely silent now.
Maybe it just needs to warm up.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, wait. No, this is Annalise's.
Annalise, here's your question. It's question number four or five. Like Yoda talk, you must on May 21.
What?
The day on the calendar is May 21st. The question is, or the thing says, like Yoda talk, you must on May 21st.
I don't even understand what the question is.
Yeah, that doesn't, this is probably, should I go to a different?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
That makes absolutely no sense. Like Yoda talk, you must on May 21st. May 21st, talk like Yoda day. Rearrange your sentences, will you? Try, you must.
That's not a question,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's...
That's not even a fact of crap. That's stupid.
Huh.
Somebody should get fired for that.
I think that one needs to be reported. Volkswagen has been making prefabricated homes since 1975 under the Volkswagen Housing Corporation. It has had sold over 250,000 homes. Why are there jelly-like lumps in my ejaculate? Volkswagen has been making prefabricated homes since 1975 under the Volkswagen Housing Corporation and has sold over 250 homes.
I say fact. I think
we talked about this at one point. This sounds very familiar to me, so yeah. I'm going to say fact.
I say fact, too.
This sounds like something that we may... It's crap.
Damn.
That would be the Toyota Motor Corporation under the Toyota Housing Corporation.
I knew they're going to like just change one little fact.
Which also offers loans and other financial services to people interested in buying its homes. I've never wanted to shove anything in my asshole, you know, as shocking as that may sound. I still stand by that too, dude.
What time is it? Is it time? Are we done?
Think flipping.
Yeah, 1:19. Yeah, we might as well be done. It's Martin Ain's birthday. I didn't know that because this morning I was looking for something. I just said, oh, you know what? I haven't played Celtic Frost in a while. So I have the outro as Celtic Frost from Monotheist, first song, Progeny. And it was Tom G. Warrior's birthday yesterday, Tony told me. So yeah.
Yeah, let me fact check that because July 18th, it was yesterday, was Martin Ain. Let's see what's...
Yesterday was Martin Ain's birthday? Okay.
Today is Tom...
So the 17th.
Thomas. Today is Thomas Gabriel Fisher's birthday.
Oh, really?
So I had it mixed up.
Happy birthday, Tom G. Warrior. also known as Thomas Gabriel Fisher. Happy belated to Martin Eric Ain.
Heavenly, right?
What?
It's his. He's so you have to say heavenly birthday.
Oh yeah, happy like good, happy like a, heavenly belated birthday to Martin Eric Ain.
Like a good Christian. All right,
all right. This is Celtic Frost with Progeny.